This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. It's Thursday here on the radio. We have a couple days left. We're in the middle of a message I preached a couple weeks ago in the book of 2 Thessalonians now, and we're still in chapter 1. We're looking at what's going to happen when the Lord Jesus returns. It says, this is a manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. That's what we're looking at here today, suffering. With the passing of my wife last week, I've increased my knowledge on suffering. More on that, I'm sure, in the coming days. I'm working on a sermon out of Philippians 1:29. To you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for His sake. But here, suffering's part of the faith. Romans 8:17, it says that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with Him. I've learned firsthand that that's more than just someone holding a knife to your throat asking you if you're a Christian, and that's more than you refusing to grant a marriage license or bake a cake for someone. Now, this is part two of this message here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, looking on suffering here. So more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodradio.com. Follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio is the page. Like the page, these sermons, Sunday sermons and podcasts are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. So, okay, let's get into the Word now here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
You've got to believe what the Bible teaches, church. Always believe the Word of God. What do you do with this? Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. What do you do with this? Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image. The Bible screams Trinity. Or this, John 10:30. I and my Father are one. Two, yet one. Okay, let's add a third person to that mix. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Three. God is three. Bible's plain and clear. You might not find the word Trinity in there, but it's explicit. The Bible teaches the Trinity. God in three persons, just like the song. Like I said, you got to beware of false preachers, false teachers, and false prophets. If you believe the lie you missed the rapture, what would you do? You probably would do like what Peter wanted to do. Remember what he said? I'm going fishing. What else is there if you would have missed it? Now, the current lie today is not that you missed the rapture, but the current lie today is you've got 7 years to get your life in order And you can get on the next train that comes into the station. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, there is no other train. There's one train. And it's still in the station. Nobody knows when the whistle is going to blow, and in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, and the door will be shut. And when this train leaves the station, that's it. So my advice is repent and believe the gospel. There is no other train. That is the lie. That if you miss this, if you miss the Lord's return, that you got another chance. I say to you, show me where it says that in the Bible, and I will recant publicly. Show me where it says, if you get another chance, once the door is shut, show me where it says you get another chance. Nowhere does it say that. Now here in this text, we see how much Paul loved these people here in Thessalonica. He was barely there 3 weeks, and their faith was solid. Whereas he was in Corinth for 18 months, and they were like children there in their faith. Selfish, proud, arrogant, and mean, and despising the poor people that were there in their fellowship. Verse 3, look at his tone here. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity or the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory or boast, the word means boast, we ourselves boast in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. So these are the genuine signs that accompany salvation. You see three of them here in this text. Number one, your faith's growing exceedingly. Number two, your love is abounding for your brothers in the faith. Number three, your patience and endurance in the midst of tribulation. So addressing the first one here, when you're saved and filled with the Spirit of God, you love this book. This is the evidence of your salvation. Your faith grows exceedingly. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. When you're saved, you love this book. You read this book. You study this book. People in other countries travel for miles and miles on their feet to hear the gospel. Back in this country in the 1700s, when a preacher came to town, every business shut down because the preacher was in town. It was like a holiday. Everyone shut. Everyone rode on horseback for miles to hear the word of God proclaimed. Little different than it is today, right? At least here in this country. In other countries, still that's what they do. They travel hours on end. They take Bibles and they tear out the pages. And they spread them around to people and swap pages. Because they're hungry for this book. And that's what they do. When you're saved, you love the brethren. It's number two, John 13:35. By this all will know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. This is the evidence of your salvation. I've been to churches before in the hymnal. You open up the hymnal and they got their statement of faith, what they believe. And the statement of faith, you know your evidence of your salvation is if you speak in other languages. No, the evidence of your salvation is that you love the brethren. That's the evidence of your salvation. Not speaking in an unknown language. It's your faith growing exceedingly. It's your love for people growing. 1 John 3:14. By this we know we've passed from death unto life. We love the brethren. This is the evidence of your salvation. Lastly, the sign you'll know you're a Christian. Again, let's let Jesus tell us. John 15, verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Then he says this, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me first, before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. What do you do with preachers that the world loves then? Speaks volumes, doesn't it? If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you were not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. I'd have to say to you, I do say to you, if the world doesn't hate you, I've got to raise my eyebrows on that one. If the world and the people in this world do not hate you for who you are, what you believe, and what you stand for, I'd have to question. You got to come up front here after the service. Where do you stand? Do you stand in support of this book? If you stand in support of this book, the world is going to hate you. I guarantee. Look around. Look what's happening in this country to people that stand up for this book. Pizzeria owners, cake makers, city workers. Look what's happening in America today for people that stand up for this book. Then again, I've heard of six chaplains in Palm Beach County. They told them, you can no longer pray in Jesus' name. Four out of the six said, okay, I've got no problem with that. The other two said, in a pig's eye, I quit. Those two were the ones that were hated. The others went along with everyone else. Does the world love you? Does the world hate you? I look at people, some of these preachers, and the world loves them. This world, this word divides people. 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, think of these three things. These are the three things Satan tempted the Lord with. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. So Christians must endure suffering and tribulation. This is as much as evidence of your salvation, of persecution and hatred coming your way. ISIS said yesterday, they attacked Paris because, and I quote, Paris carried the banner of the cross in Europe, unquote. Christians must endure suffering. The evidence of your salvation is that people hate you for no reason. The evidence of your salvation is that people hate you for no reason.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
That's what this song talks about. Every breath that we breathe, every moment in our history, an effort to praise Him.
I wish I could crash like the waves, or turn like the autumn leaves, an effort to praise You. I wish I could smell like the forest, the fragrance lifting a mighty chorus, an effort to praise You, an effort to praise You. But I'm such a